Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Outs. Italy, old world.
Yeah.
Old techniques.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of young blood coming up that's bringing a whole lot of sort of new philosophies to the table. And you had an opportunity to try just such a developing organization and try their wines just the other day.
Right, I did. It's a cooperative of 31 growers, and they call their label Lunaria. That may be a reference to the moon, I think. What they are is totally dedicated to organic farming and totally dedicated to biodynamic farming with its attached mysticism that they really believe in. But they're also keeping their eyes wide open to developing trends across the wine world. And the first two wines I want to talk about really exemplify that. The first one is Lunaria's Pinot Gris sparkling wine called Ancestral. And you take a look at it, you know immediately this is what we call a Pet Nat, a Petit Naturel. The wine is cloudy and there's actually some sediment on the bottom, which is exactly right. It's a very pale pink, and which is, you know, it's the way it should be with all those, you know, haziness in it. It has a slightly peachy aroma. The wine is quite dry, but is blessed with just really very nice fruit. I got a lot of white peaches, red cherries, and strawberries. And this is just a very good Pet Nat. Not overwhelming bubbles, but a very, very good presence of the bubbles. And I thought it was very enjoyable. If you want to see what Pet Nat is all about, get a bottle of Lunaria's Pinot Grigio sparkling. Now, the one that really knocked me out was their Pinot Grigio Atterre di Chiatti. And this is an orange wine. There's no question about it. If you don't know what orange wine is, it's a wine that's been deliberately left in contact with the skins and the seeds, vinified in a different way than most fresh white wines. And it develops some interesting characteristics. I got to be honest, I never met an orange wine that I liked until I tasted this one. And this one was, it just was really, really superb. This is a wine with two faces. One side is the fresh fruit flavors and aromas. The other side is this kind of oxidized side. So you get lots of things like Fino Sherry mixed in. But they do it so well. It's so beautifully balanced. The fruit is so good that I just thought it was tremendous. It is my wine of the week at $19. They have two reds. They have a Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, which is, you know, the region they're from, and they have a Primitivo. And I thought the Montepulciano d'Abruzzo was a relatively simple but very tasty red. It's perfect pizza wine, and I thought it was very nice. The Primitivo, which of course is closely related to Zinfandel, really captured my imagination. On the palate, it was just very full-bodied, rich and deep, very nice layer of spice, sweet hot peppers I got. The fruit was had a real distinct sweetness to it that I just really love, without being sugar sweet, I have to emphasize. It may not be a totally serious wine, but it is very serious about delivering pleasure. So these are the Lunaria wines. They're all $19, except for the Pet Nat, which is $25. I think they are extraordinarily interesting. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.